The state stands to receive, I think, $1.3 billion in internet infrastructure from the Biden administration. Now, previously, your predecessor, Bobby Jindal, he turned down about $80 million, if I remember correctly, for broadband expansion in Louisiana from the federal government. You have been a proponent of this, and this is a lot of money, even with a budget of the amount we have today.
Yes, and I can't remember. It was either the 10th largest amount given to any state or the 8th largest amount in per capita funding for this effort that any state received, or maybe I had the total and the per capita backwards. But the point is, if we're at 8 or number 10 for a state our size, we're clearly punching above our weight. I want to thank Senator Cassidy. He didn't just vote for the bill. He happened to work hard to put it together. I thank Representative Troy Carter as well. As you know, through the American Rescue Plan, we've already taken $177 million of public money. We've matched that with Internet Service Provider funding for more than $300 million total to bring high-speed, affordable Internet to 80,000 unserved addresses across the state. The funding that was announced this week is $1.355 billion that we will run through the same gumbo program. It'll be slightly different. We're going to call it Gumbo 2.0, and we will match it for more private Internet service provider funding. And we believe that we will fully close the digital divide, meaning that every business and residential address in Louisiana by 2029 will have access to high-speed, affordable Internet. Now, if they choose not to take advantage of that, that will be their decision, but it will be available. This amount of funding, we believe, is sufficient to the task, and I am extremely grateful for the Congress for making it available, for the Biden administration, Secretary Raimondo, who runs the Department of Commerce and is a very close personal friend of mine, and all the folks at NTIA. And I rarely do this, but I'm just going to tell you, this is one area where Louisiana is leading the country. We have a team led by Vineeth Iyengar. He has been superb, and it's the Secretary Raimondo has told me that. The people at NTIA have told me that. But the proof is in the pudding. Other states are calling us to find out what we're doing, and they're modeling their efforts after ours. And you're going to see us in the next several days put forth our plan for how we're going to execute on that $1.355 billion. And I'm excited. Jim, this was the number one thing that our task force recommended. If we wanted to revitalize rural Louisiana, what is the single most important thing to do? It was high-speed Internet.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next month.